Hi, I'm Stephen, your host for the most. Welcome to School's Out on Speakeasy FM. Wow, it's a school holidays, guys.
That's right. School's out for all of you, and school's in session at Speakeasy FM.
And I'm the principal.
Headmaster Stephen Dean reporting for duty.
Yeah, and we got Greg,
deputy principal. Mr. Jacobs. Well, I guess it should be Mr. Jacobs and Master Dean.
Yeah. That's right. You're in trouble, mate. Why? He's going to get it now.
So, yeah, I mean, this show is going to be for all those poor parents who have to deal with their kids these school holidays.
Yep.
Don't worry, we've established Speakeasy FM, a school for delinquents.
Now, I'm not going to name names, but Patrick, he's a naughty delinquent.
So, Stephen, you and I are running the school today. Do you have any experience at all running school?
No.
Yeah, well, me either, so this should just go swimmingly. So, Steve, you and I are going to be dealing with reports, detentions, some naughty kids.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right, Steve, well, school's in session. Take the assembly. The students of Speakeasy FM are listening. Take the floor, Stephen.
Hello, all of you. This is the rest of school. Behave yourself. I don't plan to give any hidings today. And if I catch you, I'll get a kid and whack you with the backside.
We're firm but fair.
Right, we're going to play a very good hard song.
Yes.
We're going to play a firm but fair and hard song.
Just like our discipline.
Yep.
Very good. I like it, Stephen. You think these students are going to like us in Speakeasy FM, probably. School for Delinquents?
Probably not.
School's in session, Steve.
Leave them kids alone.
All right, that's it. Girls, back in session. Get back to your classes. So,
Master, Headmaster Stephen.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of situations here with some kids. We need letters home to parents. So I'm going to come to you as the teacher with the situation we've had with a child, and now you're going to write a letter home to the parents for me.
I'm going to make sure they never come back.
So you're the scary headmaster from Matilda.
I'm going to stand in them forever and ever and ever. So they have no more school. So be very afraid.
All right. Are you ready for some of these delinquent children?
Now, I stand my ground, but I'm going to be good.
Okay, so here's our first example. Okay, we've got a young boy here named Jimmy. Now, Jimmy was caught with a stick trying to break the school lunch bell.
What?
Because he thought if he could make the bell stop ring, he could have lunchtime all day long. Well, Jimmy is 6 years old.
Well, Jimmy, you're never allowed back in the school.
Okay, so you're going to need to type a letter to the parents explaining why Jimmy's been sent home.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Jimmy, your son is being expelled forever and ever and ever. He has to find a new school to go to because he almost broke the lunch bell. He wanted to stop it ringing because he thought he could have lunch early. This is completely ridiculous. I will not have this behavior at my school.
I like lunch as much as the next man, but we all have jobs to do.
You must take your kid home. You must pick him up now before I put him in the bin.
I put him in the bin.
And swing him up by his ankles.
Swing by his ankles.
You must find him a new school to go to. And tell him never to come back in the school again. Sincerely, Headmaster Dean.
Well, Stephen, you rule with an iron fist.
Oh, would you trust me being a person in the wrong school? Would you trust me?
Yeah, well, you're quite, you sound like a principal who's probably...
am I horrible?
Probably in the Pink Floyd's The Wall, yeah.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember that? And we had all kinds of things, and we left and needed love. Yes, I do. Oh, and I remember you. Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to cry a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had simplicity. Yes, I do. Oh, and I remember you. You were my sweet love. My first sweet love. We'll
TFM, Michael Dunn.
Cool. Hey, Michael, and we're joined with Amy.
Yes.
How you doing, Amy?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. All right. Let's just get right into this one. So, it's school holidays?
Yes, good holidays.
Yeah. Which means nothing for us here at Speakeasy FM because we don't have holidays. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm coming home.
You're going home?
Yes.
What do you guys remember about the school holidays? They were such a magic time when I was young, I remember.
Staying on some TV.
Staying on watching TV, yeah. Movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you used to do in the holidays, Michael?
Relaxing.
What are some of the things that you remember about school that were tricky?
Yeah.
Do you remember having to do exams? Ah. Oh. Exams are the worst?
No, that's the hard ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Having to get up early?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Amy?
It was just hard to get up early.
It was hard to get up early, yeah.
Yeah.
We've decided today, since school's back in session here at Speakeasy FM, we've got to sit our exams. How do we feel about that?
You know how it feels? I never do exams.
You've never done exams?
No.
All right. What do you think an exam is?
It's my sister has this exam in college.
Yeah. It's where, yeah, it's basically sitting
a test. Yeah, it's a physical.
Yeah, it's a test you have to study for. It's all, it's usually pretty boring. But we've changed it today, so I think you both will be pretty good at this one.
Yeah, my school's pretty different, so.
We're doing speakers exams. It's going to be a quiz about Disney. It's Disney movies. How do we feel about that? Movies.
Yeah.
It was easy-peasy.
Easy-peasy, you say? Michael, what about you? You know your Disney movies pretty well?
I know them well.
You know them well? I know Amy knows them well.
Yeah, if you do Lion King, I'm singing Lion King.
Oh, you're singing the movie, Amy.
All right, well, from our favorite website, BuzzFeed, we've got, this one's starting out easy. It says, ridiculously easy questions about Disney movies. Can you get them all right?
Okay, all right. Do it quick.
How lucky are you guys feeling? Amy, you think you can get them all?
Yeah.
Michael, you think you'll get all of them?
Yes, I'll warm up.
All right, let's get going. Okay, the first question. Which of these characters is not a Disney princess? So we've got Belle from Beauty and the Beast, Boo from Monsters, Inc., Tiana from The Princess and the Frog, and Raya from Raya and the Last Dragon.
Boo.
Boo?
Yeah.
Boo, too.
Yep. So you're saying Boo's not a Disney princess. Why is that?
No.
She's like a girl.
You're right. It's Boo from Monsters, Inc.
Yep.
How did you know that one, Michael?
I watched a many times, so I'm at home.
Yeah.
But no, Amy watching.
Yeah, so Amy's, you're right. All right, Finding Nemo. Are we familiar?
Oh.
Yep. What kind of a fish is Nemo?
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Close. I'm going to read you the answers, okay? So, we've got squirrel fish, guppy, angelfish.
Angelfish.
Clownfish. Wait till you hear all the answers. Okay. Squirrelfish, guppy, angelfish, clownfish.
Angelfish.
Tetrafish.
Which one are you saying, Michael?
Tetrafish.
Angelfish? You're both going with angelfish?
Yes.
Clownfish.
Okay, go to the little
What made you think angelfish? You're not far off.
It's the orange colour.
Yep. So do you remember in the movie when he says, a clownfish, tell us a joke.
Yeah,
clownfish.
Yeah,
It's all right, you're still doing pretty well. That's one. Yeah, one wrong. I'd say you're getting pretty close.
Oh, correct.
Okay. Next one. Which of these is not a Disney movie? So we've got The Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
Meet the Robinsons.
Parent Trap.
Zootopia and The Bee Movie.
It's Parent Trap.
Parent Trap. I don't want Amy to do it.
You want to go with the same one as Amy? Both saying The Parent Trap? Why do you think The Parent Trap?
Because it's not Disney.
No, not saying anyone.
It's The Bee Movie. Parent Trap isn't a Disney movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually Parent Trap.
No, it was Bee Movie. I think that's how they trick you on that one. Because you think it's not animated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's probably what got you there. So The Bee Movie is a DreamWorks movie.
Oh, good boy.
I'm surprised how well I know my Disney. Paramount Pictures. Paramount Pictures. All right. Finish the movie title. Snow White and the... How many
seven
dwarfs?
Seven dwarfs.
Judge of Wars.
Both said seven. Of course it's seven dwarfs. Yeah, I'd be surprised if anyone didn't know that. All right. So far, pretty easy. Are we ready? I think it's going to start getting a little bit harder.
Oh, no.
From the movie The Lion King, so... We should know this one.
I see this.
Yes, Sam, Amy.
According to Timon and Pumbaa, what does Hakuna Matata mean?
Is it better for life?
Is it better life, quick?
Let me read it out. I'll read you some answers, because you're pretty close. So does it mean no fun, bugs, I'm hungry, or no worries?
No worries.
No worries.
It means no worries.
All along it takes.
That's our problem, breathe. Philosophy. Everyone. Hakuna Matata.
Oh. Lena, that's for you.
Good job, Leon. Very good. Yeah, so you're right. Yeah, Amy, when you said a beautiful life, it basically does mean.
Yeah.
No worries, have a beautiful life. All right, okay. So two wrong, but they were tricky ones. Should we keep it going?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. What kind of an animal is Dumbo?
Elephant.
Elephant.
Elephant. Cool. You didn't even need the other answers there, so I'll give you a point. I'll give you an extra point.
wait, that's for Mackenzie Burns.
All right, well, so the first one you dealt with was a 6-year-old boy. Now we've got a 17-year-old boy, a 17-year-old man, no, 18-year-old man has come through.
What was his name?
His name is Raymond. And
everybody loves Raymond?
Maybe not after this. Raymond was out on a school field trip. He was in the Auckland City, you know, Queen Street?
Yeah, what did he do?
So he had a school field trip on Queen Street.
What did he do? Tell me what he did.
1 hour into the field trip, he decided to catch a bus and go home early.
I would have done that too.
Yes. So you agree with what Raymond did?
No, but...
Well, because Raymond was at a... it was a presentation about studying music.
Why would he just left if I found it boring?
Well, Raymond did find it boring and he left. He caught a bus home, went to the arcade, and then went home after that. Unfortunately, his teacher noticed that he wasn't there and is asking you to write a letter home to the parents.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Raymond...
I mean, if you agree with him, you can tell them that you agree with him. Let's go.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Raymond.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Raymond.
I'm writing to you. To tell you that your son has been very bad.
To tell you that your son has been very bad.
You need to discipline him.
You need to discipline him.
And take his Game Boy off him.
Take his Game Boy off
him. Yeah. Mm. Give him no dinner.
There will be no dinner.
and no food.
No food.
No mobile.
No mobile.
No internet.
No internet.
No TV.
No TV.
And no school.
And no school.
Yeah.
Is that as a punishment?
Yep.
No school. You're standing him down.
Yep. And guess what? I'm standing him down. Forever and ever and ever. My advice to you would be... Put him on medication. He sounds like a fruit loop. Sincerely, Headmaster Dean.
Well done, Steve. I mean, that was a...
Was it a harsh punishment I gave him?
Oh, what do you think? A bit of a harsh punishment, maybe?
What do you have with him, secret?
Up in the morning and out the school.
feeling is there, body and soul.
Cool. All right, now this next one. I'm really expecting you to get right, because it's from Amy's favorite movie.
Oh, no!
What is Belle's favorite thing to do in Beauty and the Beast? Is it writing? Is it reading? Is it baking? Or is it cleaning?
Reading.
Reading.
It's reading. Very good. How do you know that one? I know it's your favorite movie.
Yeah.
explain.
Oh, should I just buy a book to read?
Yeah, there's a whole song about it in the beginning, isn't there?
Yeah.
With a nose stuck in a book. And then the whole town is saying that she's a funny girl for reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get something fair.
Huh?
Sorry. I don't know what's in that.
Yeah. I'm saying reading's a good thing. It's.
Yeah, no.
But the town says, oh, what a funny girl. She's always reading.
I was reading my book on Saturday.
Oh, yeah? What were you reading?
It's a Gill book. It's not your cup of tea.
Well, you don't know what my cup of tea is. What book was it?
It's a Gill. It's After You. It's by May. Before May. Before You and May. It's a film.
Ah, it's a film. Yeah. It's After You. Okay. Interesting.
It's a chick flick.
It's what?
It's a chick flick book.
It's all right. I like chick flicks.
Really?
Yeah, well, maybe we should, should we do a chick flick quiz and see who... maybe we'll do that as our second one.
Do you watch Legally Blonde?
What's that?
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde? Oh, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Sitting in the classroom, trying to look intelligent in case the teacher looked at me. She was long and she was lean. She's a middle-aged dream, and that lady means the whole world to me. It's a natural achievement. In the love set blue, help
Well, another day done at school.
Yep, school's out. School's finished.
School's out. How about those silly people?
Yeah, how about those silly, silly people? We've had to just deal with total delinquents. What do you think?
I reckon they need to go and take a look at the bill.
Yeah, I think you're right. For your parents, if you're struggling with your kids these holidays, just write Stephen. He's got plenty of advice on what you can do. And yeah, what, anything you want to say to people, Steve?
Behave yourself, and I'll see you next week.
Peace out. leaving me. There is something I can do. I can get on the telephone and call you a baby. Honey, I know you'll be there to lead me. The love you give to me will free me. If you don't know the things you're dealing, ooh, I can tell you, darling, that it's sexual healing. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Ooh. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause we do it right. Get up, wake up, wake up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Ooh. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause we do it right.